D-Way, last week you posed a question that revealed our unconscious internalization of Bentham. You said folks need authority to settle disputes so we can proceed with getting the job done. There's a lot of hard work that has to happen. The concern is that nothing would get done if force were removed. Productivity serves the species, is that con? But DeGrazia asked, what is this important work to be done? We never get to talk about that. We have substituted the checklist for happiness. We are the living proof that power has successfully installed Bentham's happiness to work. And last week I replied that this thinking is premised on the notion of scarcity, the idea that there isn't enough. Bentham could not see the possibility of a non-coercive society. He believed happiness depended on securing rights, guaranteed security, and that rights could not be secured unless people were forced to respect them. And this food chain article is a good example. If you don't have a state that forces enforcement of the laws, then why not contaminate the food system? But of course, we've seen that the law never stops power from doing what it wants. So it's a hollow argument, this notion that we need law to force people to respect each other's rights, that order has to be imposed from above, and that people, you and me, must be made willing, must be disposed to obey. But to obey is not our nature. Freedom is, though most have never experienced the absence of force and therefore can't believe in its possibility. And so it is the damaged and warped who have designed class society, impressed their own limits upon it, and forced us to mold ourselves in their image. But a few always break free. Consider these words of Shakespeare and then Walt Whitman. When, and this is from Measure for Measure, when the Duke is asked, what news abroad in the world? He essentially replies, the same news abroad in the world since the history of class, and it will be abroad until we end it. His actual words are, none but that there is so great a fever on goodness that the dissolution of it must cure it. It is as dangerous to be aged, constant, honest, in any kind of course, as it is virtuous to be inconstant in any undertaking. There is scarce truth enough alive to make society secure, but security enough to make fellowships accursed. And when Bentham says that force is necessary to produce good, the rule of perfect reason, and his actual quote is, to conduct men towards happiness, the necessary effect is to produce evil, unquote. And this is also what Hegel says. He and Hegel were contemporaries, but they are both but restating Machiavelli. The ends justify the means, which but restates Plato. The philosopher king must rule the horde, the human cattle. Class reproduces this thought continuously because it is the only one that justifies for power its gross violations of human fellowship, which is our nature and inheritance from earth. When Bentham says, rights are the fruits, this is a quote, rights are the fruits of the law, and of the law alone. There are no rights without law, no rights contrary to the law, no rights anterior to the law, unquote. He also says, quote, a right without a law is an effect without a cause, unquote. These are from his essay, Panomial Fragments. When he says these things, he's but expressing the circularity of class, of the self-contained moral universe of class. Within it, there is no toehold for climbing out of it. But over the carnage rose prophetic a voice. Be not disheartened. Affection shall solve the problems of freedom yet. Those who love each other shall become invincible. Were you looking to be held together by lawyers or by an agreement on paper or by arms? Nay, no living thing, nor the world, nor anything will so cohere.